Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked...
Hello, Chicago, bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, we got something you can read or listen to or watch at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend, Reverend John Harrison, John F. Harrison, certified financial planner. He's the author of Making Mammon Serve You. We're talking about Social Security. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. Help us understand, you know, you got a whole... The largest generation of Americans in the history of this country are about to retire.
Mm-hmm.
We've already had about 3 years of those folks beginning to retire, and 3 to 5 years or so. And, you know, millions new ones every month, every year.
Mm-hmm.
Was it 76 million baby boomers, I think there are. Close to 80 million, largest one we've ever had. This generation, my generation, is going to take a big dent put a big dent into Social Security, isn't it?
It is, and that's why that the all the government studies are coming up with the numbers that they are, saying that, you know, the system won't stay solvent without adjustments. In fact, 2010 was a banner year, or I'll call it a milestone year, in the sense that 2010 was the first year that Social Security paid out more in benefits than took in payroll taxes. And that's because of that baby boom starting to move into the retirement year.
Well, and it also was because the economy sucked.
That's true.
The economy was in bad shape, too. So bad economy, folks, affects a lot of things. So help us understand how Social Security benefits are calculated.
It's an important thing, especially for people who own their own businesses, to know, because the decisions that we make now for business planning and tax planning can impact our benefits later. Basically, what the Social Security Administration does is takes the 35 highest years of earnings that you've had, mm-hmm. and I'm assuming that you've had, in saying this, that you're a fully qualified person, by which I mean you've had 40 quarters, 10 years, essentially, of earnings that count towards Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they do is they take the highest 35 years of your earnings.
Over your entire career?
Over your entire career.
Right.
And they adjust those for inflation to bring them up to current dollars.
Right.
Add them all up, divide by 420, which is the number of months in 35 years.
Right.
And that gives you a figure they call your AIME, your Average Index Monthly Earnings. And from that figure, they'll calculate something they call your PIA, your Principal Insurance Amount. And what it is what your monthly benefit will be if you retire at full retirement age. So that's basically how it's calculated, and there are a lot of ramifications to that calculation.
35 years of earnings,
mm-hmm.
your highest 35 years of earnings over your career,
mm-hmm.
Add them up and divide it by 420?
You first index them for inflation,
then
you sum them and divide by 420, and that gives you the number they use to calculate your monthly benefit. And why that's important to know, you know, just besides knowing the trivia of it, is that decisions you make during your career can greatly impact your benefits. For
mm-hmm.
instance, you know, working women who take some years off to stay home and
a lot of small business owners went through a period of time where they didn't pay themselves very much.
Exactly.
When they get a business out of the ground. How many times? I mean, millions of small business owners probably went, some of them may have gone through 10 years where they paid themselves little, you know, very little relative to their business, just enough to get by on, which when the business got everything.
So when the average of those years is being calculated, that lowers your benefit.
Yeah.
Another example of how that happens sometimes without people realizing it, let's say you're a corporation and you're a subchapter S corporation, and you know that you can divide some of your earnings between wages and dividends from the corporation,
mm-hmm.
and doing that reduces your self-employment taxes,
right.
and that's great, but it also reduces your ultimate Social Security benefits,
mm-hmm.
because your average...
And the benefit's going to be a lot more than your tax that you paid in.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you live long enough, especially. So you know, one of the, for example, John, one of the things I've encouraged people to do is you know, decide if you're renting your own property, if your business is renting property, the real estate that you own, you personally, you can take that out in the form of rents and passive income and not pay Social Security taxes on that. So, but maybe in terms of calculating your ultimate Social Security payment, maybe that wasn't a good idea.
So it definitely pays to do the what-if scenarios and to understand how the right. Every action you have is like that rock in the pond that creates ripples that go lots of different directions, and you just want to not be caught by surprise.
Are your last years important to the calculation at all?
They tend to be, simply because they tend to be your highest earning years.
Okay, but there's no extra weight given to the last years of calculation.
No.
Yeah. And once you start drawing, then you're locked in. Regardless of what happens after that, you're locked in.
Although you do get cost of living increases, which is one of the nice things
right.
about Social Security.
Yeah.
But your PIA is fixed. Your
right.
your monthly benefit base
right.
is fixed.
And let's see, there was one other thing I was going to ask you. Now, if you don't draw to your 66, I think it is, for most baby boomers, you can make as much money as you want without being penalized?
That's correct. You're referring to the fact that there's a cap on earnings for people who retire and take the Social Security benefits before full retirement age.
Right, right.
It can reduce the benefits based on how much over a certain threshold you earn.
But once you get to that age, whether it's 65 or 66 or 7, beyond that you can earn as much as you want and not affect your basic payment.
That's correct.
All right. Hold on to that thought. Good information, John. John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when John joined us. We're going to talk some more about the future of Social Security.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.